Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Joseph Leahy. The seventh Bishop of Davenport, William Frankland, has died. The Catholic Diocese announced he passed away on Friday at 95 years old. Frankland served as Davenport's bishop from 1994 to 2006. He was born in Parnell, Iowa, and graduated from St. Patrick's High School in Cedar Rapids. He completed his studies at Mount St. Bernard Seminary in Dubuque and later was appointed Dubuque's auxiliary bishop in 1987. Pope Benedict XVI accepted Franklin's retirement as Bishop of Davenport in 2006. That's just days after the diocese had filed for bankruptcy in order to settle claims of sexual abuse by priests prior to Franklin's appointment. The diocese is hosting several liturgies this week at Sacred Heart Cathedral to honor Franklin's life and ministry. His funeral at the cathedral is set for 10:30 on Friday morning. The Iowa Utilities Commission is still considering whether to permit a gas-fired power plant in rural Scott County. Last week, the IUC hosted an informational meeting on the proposal at Rhythm City Casino Event Center in Davenport. WVIK's Jonathan Turner reports that's even though the Scott County Board of Supervisors unanimously rejected the plan in February.
It was hosted by IUC Commissioner Josh Burns of the three-member commission with presentations by officials of Central Iowa Power Cooperative, or CIPCO, which wants to build a peaker power plant on prime farmland east of Maysville, Iowa. IUC attorney Hunter Fors said later that the commission has state authority to supersede the wishes of local authorities for such facilities. Linda Gollinghorst, a leader of Concerned Citizens of Scott County, lives within a mile of the proposed plant location and was among many residents who spoke against building it there on land zoned ag preservation. She's also frustrated that the state has the final say on approval.
It's maddening. It feels like we have no voice, that we're not involved in the process, even though we're allowed to oppose it, that we really don't. Do we really have a chance? I have no idea. I've done a lot of, just looking things up in the amount of time that I have because I'm retired. And it seems like the IUC rarely says no.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
Lutheran Services in Iowa is planning to launch low-cost legal services for refugees and other immigrants. The nonprofit wants to help clients apply for employment authorization cards, green cards, or how to become U.S. citizens. Laura Thacko with LSI says some immigrants already have lost federal food assistance because of changes to eligibility tied to their legal status, and Medicaid will be next.
There's a need for more services. We know there's a big need, and we're trying to help as best we can.
Thacko says private legal services can be unaffordable for LSI's clients, and there aren't enough low-cost services available. They're asking the public to help raise $150,000 to staff the program. They hope to start providing services around July 1st. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says federal threats to roll back customs enforcement at O'Hare International Airport will hurt Chicago's economy. WBEZ's Sam Knopfsker reports.
Department of Homeland Security head Mark Wayne Mullen suggested airports in sanctuary cities like Chicago may have customs agents removed. Mullen implied the department would funnel its assets to airports and cities that cooperate with the Trump administration's agenda. Pritzker demanded that Republican leadership instead prioritize funding TSA agents who have not been paid during a partial government shutdown. He said removing customs agents would harm Chicago.
If they take this away, they're going to hurt the economy even more.
Federal customs agents in Chicago processed 6.3 million travelers last year. I'm Sam Knopfsker.
This is WVIK News.